Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Menno van Doorn. I'm heading I'm a research director of the Institute for the Analysis of New Technology, Sojiti Labs. That's, or futurist. You can call me a futurist or an author. And I'm not a big fan of tech for tech's sake, I must say. I think tech should always support happiness and well-being of human beings.
Menno, how are you involved with synthetic media?
I think it's all started before synthetic media actually existed. In 2007, I co-authored a book called Me, the Media, which was on the rise of social media, big tech before big tech, so to say. And already at that moment, people were talking about the metaverse. So we mentioned the metaverse at that time, although synthetic media wasn't really there. And my background is in advertising science and consumer psychology. So I'm very much interested in how to be influenced and influence, and what technology can make you change your ideas. So obviously, synthetic media is part of that adventure of attracting people and creating new conversations through technology.
Menno, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Well, first of all, I like to emphasize that there are a lot of successes in the first place. Synthetic media has a negative connotation because of deep fakes. That's only one part. And then actually, when you talk about deep fakes, there's a lot of positive news on deep fakes also. So not all only negative use of deep fakes. So why I'm so positive and the good parts of synthetic media can be a lot of things. If you talk about success, you could talk about success money-wise. And I would say, of course, money-wise and eyeballs, you should look at the success of media platforms like, of course, Snap and TikTok or Fortnite, all driven by AI and synthetic media in the first place. So that is a really success. I'm very interested in the future impact of the success, for instance, in AI inventions. So AI is able to be creative and come up with ideas and images that has never been created by men. I'll give you an example, for instance, the creation of computer chips, for instance, or medicine coming from an AI, and just show the new design of a chip, which is part of the synthetic media at this moment, not very much discussed within the community of synthetic media, because they are more focused on digital humans and VTubers and all kinds of other stuff. But I would emphasize the importance for the future of synthetic media and creative AI are two sides of the same coin, I would say. Dematerialization, so virtual instead of physical, I think is ultimately important for the future of well-being and our planet. So I think synthetic media can play an important role, small scale, for instance, to make an advertisement from a certain famous person and he needs to travel by plane from Los Angeles to Europe. That's not needed anymore because you can just send your face and voice and create something without to move from A to B. But I'm convinced there will be a lot more users of these kinds. So deepfake, there's so many things you can talk about that are positive on synthetic media. And the challenges, I've got three of them, ethics.
Menon, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
People working with synthetic media, in the first place, of course, they should know the technology. That's a no-brainer, I would say. I think they should also be aware that this is going to be bottom-up for big part. So it's not something you are, per definition, in control. If you're, for instance, looking at synthetic media use for your company, be aware that synthetic media will be used from the laptop. And it's a creative, so all the creators are at home. So it's, we call it Hollywood to the home. Besides, know your technology, know your humans. I think it's ultimately important to understand how we perceive reality in the first place. And the fact that we are, in essence, playful as human beings, also called Homo Ludens, for instance, from the famous Johan Huizinga, the Dutch anthropologist, Homo Ludens. So we are playful. And therefore, because we are playful and we are always want to play with information in the beginning, it's also a guaranteed success for synthetic media. If you doubt the future of synthetic media, look at how the black box of the brain works, why we are playful and play is important. And then there's this enormous toolkit provided where you can actually play with information, which is deep. And that's the algorithm that runs deep down in human beings. And again, not tech for technology. That would be my advice. Always look at the well-being and happiness of humans.
Where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Well, of course, in our book on synthetic media called Real Fake. And I would say Google Real Fake. It's somewhere on Amazon, printed version or EPUB version. And I think if you read the book, you will definitely also not only learn more about synthetic media itself and all the possibilities, but also what I just talked about, the black box of our behavior and the algorithm that runs deep down inside of us, because we interviewed a lot of scientists, cognitive scientists, sociologists, anthropologists. And I think that's needed. If you don't have a clear view on how people digest information, how they create their opinions, how they perceive reality, then it's a lost opportunity to actually become very, very successful in the use of synthetic media.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.